They do.
I don't think I recognise them. I'm only but a shareholder. So we asked the chairman, do you recognise their authority to do so?
On the basis of company law, the majority of the directors of the company can, in writing, appoint a solicitor to act for the company.
But then you have to show me the material. I'm not seeing anything.
Material?
Well, what you've talked about. Surely I must be aware of what you've been asked to do.
Directors can't make decisions unless they've been allocated the authority to do so by the board, and the board has to meet with due timing for everybody and have to discuss and understand what's going on. And all the executives.
Suddenly you told me to go and get a secretary, and to appoint somebody to act to represent the board. I got it in an email. You said go and get. You said SIA are no longer available. They're fully resourced. They can't provide that service. Perhaps we should consider Shakespeare Martineau, but they're expensive. Yeah, well, it would be. I think you said something along the lines of it would be good to have legal representation of the board. So, you know.
No, I don't think it would be good to have legal representation of the board necessarily. But we're not going to agree at this point.
Okay.
Like most points, as it were.
Yeah.
So.
To me, I think you just ambushed me. You're not giving me any preparation for this. Whatsoever.
I haven't ambushed the meeting at all.
I have no idea what's, there's no agenda. It's the same as the last one.
Well, that is an agenda, isn't it? This is far more detailed agenda than we've had for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we're core 8, and we are in a board meeting.
I'd like to as well. You and Adam. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay, well then, maybe people can give us 5-10 minutes and we can have a conversation.
All of us being all of us?
Yeah, I want to talk to the two directors as well. That's possible.
That's the directors who agreeing to that. You agreeing to it?
Yeah, just give us 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, thanks. Yes. It's not about you, mate.
Fucking feels like it.
It's nothing to do with you.
This really does not have to go this way.
It's going to go this way. It's already gone.
Yeah, but this is why I wanted to talk to you beforehand.
But I can't.
Yeah, but you just avoided it.
I can't be dictated to by him, mate. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. Everything you say, mate, is coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
It's not a dig, mate. I get why you're doing it.
This whole meeting is now biased against him. I've got no idea. And you know that. You've got legal counsel. Yeah, I'm not represented properly.
But what
if you're going to do this, I'm going to go and appoint a lawyer as well.
But that's fine.
But I can't do this today.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to have this meeting today when I haven't got legal counsel sitting next to me. With the same representation, the way you're arguing your case for the company, you have to let me have my same representation. Let me go and get a lawyer as well.
But this isn't about you, mate.
It's not about you either, then, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It is, mate.
It's about the company.
And I believe what's happening for the company is wrong.
And I believe Matt Chan owning shares is wrong. But wholly disagree.
Okay, but that's the point, we disagree. Right. I don't believe that Sonny owning this company, is good for the company. Yeah?
Okay.
And I think 90% of the company agree with me, mate.
Who's what? The shareholders?
Everyone.
The staff?
Everyone.
Okay. Just have another round here.
But you wanted to talk. I'm going to talk to you. I mean, what do you want me to say? He wants to take control of this business and he wants to leverage the situation Matthew's in to do it. And there are other shareholders, and Matthew, he can't change his tune from one day. He's offering Matt a 20 grand discount and Ranveer a 500 grand discount. Yesterday, he's saying,
one offer from the company us on the table.
Yeah, Matthew's written in today and offered 600,000, sir.
Wait.
I've got a copy of it here. I've sent it to you.
When?
Today.
When?
This morning when I got it.
I've not received any email from you this morning, I can assure you.
Okay, well, I promise you, I've sent you an email. If I haven't gone, that's a technical thing, but you know, he's offered to pay. So
there'd be no reason not to send it to you, mate, because obviously the offer for me. That's the whole point of part of this meeting. It would seem churlish to not send you the information when it came to us.
Well, this is the thing, mate. It's not about you, mate. I want to work with you. I just don't want to work with him.
14:44.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what time it is. But what do you want me to do? I just can't. Look, mate, he's able. Listen to me. Listen, let me be fair. Let's look at this fairly, right? It's not about you. He is putting you in an unfair, untenable position because he's basically, you feel loyalty to him because he's got you the job or he's given you an opportunity or he's helped you and he's your old friend, and I get all of that, yeah? And I'll tell you what, mate, everybody loves you, mate. Everybody loves you, but everybody fucking hates him. That's the bottom line, yeah? And he's alienating, I'm not going to name names, but endless amounts of people in there in terms of the way he's behaving and what he's doing and driving behaviour.
You don't think you're doing the same thing, George?
No, because
well, I tell you what,
I'm only alienating him.
You are.
I'm not, mate.
And that's not him talking. Well, I haven't got a brain, yeah? And I keep out of things. I'm like him. I'll keep out. I don't need to get involved in all this shit. Shareholder-level agreements has nothing to do with me. I'm just trying to keep that thing running. That's all my job is. And to do the best I can. And I'm doing a good job at it. Yeah? You can't say I'm not doing a good job of running that company.
I actually think you are very capable of doing that job. I don't think you're doing a good job at the moment because I think he's making you do things that you wouldn't do of your own accord.
Yeah,
No, but mate, what's your opinion? You're telling me that you're not directed by Sonny, mate. You're in there with...
Honestly, did you see the deal Alec got? He got, that's a good deal for Alec.
I don't think Alec sees it that way.
Yeah, but then this isn't the thing. You haven't all talked about...
Because I can't be in a situation where he goes... Because basically what he says is, I want to be the leader, we'll have a discussion, but then if we disagree, I make the decision. How am I supposed to accept that when he said, I'm resigning as a director, then I'm making a share offer, then and then he's acting like the CEO? He's not even a fucking director of the business. What am I supposed to do?
But why are you negotiating with Fifth?
I'm not negotiating. Here's an offer for $600,000, mate. The full amount.
But him being a shareholder is not beneficial to this company.
Because we wouldn't have known a bloody thing, mate. We wouldn't have known. He's going to sell shares back to the company to fund that, I imagine. But he wouldn't have... We wouldn't have known about the theft. We wouldn't have been able to uncover what we uncovered. There's no doubt about it, mate. He's got to pay the money back, yeah? He's going to pay the money back.
You
he's
did.
Got
to you talked about talking for it, Alex.
What do you mean?
You don't want to talk to Sonny about talking for it, Alex.
Yeah. But Matt told me.
Yeah. Matt came up with it first.
But he'll know about it 18 months ago.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything until Matt said something.
It was unwinding in there. I was in there. Nothing was adding up. I see clients that have already got our systems that aren't on records.
The point is, it's not that it wouldn't have happened at all. The fact that Matt helped meant it happened a lot faster and we uncovered a lot more quickly. And there's probably stuff we wouldn't have found out without Matt's help, assets and all shit like that.
But you know? Truly believe that a company should run with Matt Chung owning shares in it?
In an ideal world, no. But I'd rather that than Sonny have the majority.
Okay, so there's a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
That is complete. There's no point having any of this today. It's all about MC
Selma. MC Selma's here, mate.
Yeah, but the rest of it's not relevant. Agreed?
No. It's all relevant.
It's not relevant.
It is.
We're not going to get past this point.
Well, we are. Because
I'm not. Because I'm just going to call the meeting to a close. Because I'm not going to have this meeting unless I've got legal sitting next to me.
Are we going to get MC Saturn done? Is that something
no.
we can agree on?
Well, if we do that in here now.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to call it to a close, if we try and cover anything else,
you can't just call it to a close.
Okay, Chairman, I can call meetings to a close.
But it's being called, there's an agenda, you have to go through the agenda. As a chairman, you're just trying to close it.
No, I don't.
That's a breach of your fiduciary duty. No. You're not given the opportunity for the directors.
No, because you've ambushed a meeting with a load of stuff.
I'm just going to vote for your removal, yeah? He's going to support it, and I'm going to say you're in breach of your fiduciary duties because you're not allowing a board meeting to take place. You'll be removed. The meeting will be held in your absence.
And you're not in breach of any fiduciary duties?
No. What have I breached?
Huh?
What have I breached?
Did you log on my computer?
Hey?
Did
He gave me the password to get to Rambier's emails.
So you downloaded all my stuff?
And download all your
stuff.
No, I didn't.
I've got the records of it.
I didn't download all your stuff. You...
No, come on, mate.
I didn't, mate.
Come on, mate. Is from the beginning we match up. As much as you're going to turn around and say, I've got the fiduciary duty, or what?
What?
What am I breaching?
We're calling a meeting to the close, a board meeting that's been fairly called, yeah?
It's not been fairly called. You said the board meeting is 5 minutes before it started.
Well, the minutes don't need to be approved. You can just say I'll approve them next time.
You took legal counsel, not for just...
Sonny told me to appoint legal counsel.
Yeah, for the minutes. This is not for minutes.
That's what it's for. This is secretarial services, mate. He told
me.
I didn't tell him to bring the other one.
Right.
That was his choice. That was his choice, mate. That was his choice.
Well, your company's paying for it.
Hey?
Well, the company's paying for it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but it was his choice to bring the other lady to take minutes.
I'm not doing this unless I've got a legal counsel on the same side. Sitting in a room with you and lawyers that you've employed. Yeah?
Well, the company's employed.
The company's employed. The point is,
but I don't recognise that you could have done that as well, by the way.
What do you mean?
You're not contracted to the company.
I am contracted to the company.
Yeah, I am.
It was agreed at the last meeting that Adam would approve my contract, and such a contract has been done.
But it wasn't done as well, was it?
No, you haven't signed yours, mate, as far as I know.
Right, because you've not been here. So you're employed by the company. Well, I haven't seen your contract.
Just copy of it here if you want.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
So why did
it was
you
agreed.
Block my contract?
Have
you
I blocked it?
My
I haven't blocked it. No, I haven't blocked it.
Yeah,
at the last meeting, did we not agree that you would finalise the contracts?
We agreed that the board would finalise the contracts for you and George.
No, that you would, we agreed.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the minutes because I haven't.
It
was raised that the contract would be approved, and you said yes. You agreed to that point. That was it. The board, did we agree that the contracts would be approved by the board, or me would approve the contracts?
It was left that you would approve the contract. Basically, the contracts would be based on what Sonny initially outlined, and then that they would be signed off by you.
Right. So why did it take a month or 3 weeks for the minister to turn up?
I'm not. The minutes didn't turn up till today. You can say I don't approve these minutes. 100%.
I'm not because I'm not even seeing them, so I can't approve them.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I'm not going to approve them either. I don't want to fight with you, Matt. This isn't about you,
well,
mate.
Come at this on an even playing field. This isn't even.
Okay. Well,
this
how
is not even.
How George and Sonny aren't going to agree. Let's be honest. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Sonny wants something that George isn't prepared to do.
Right.
Vice versa. Yeah. So.
Apart from all the company.
You're never going to stop it, mate.
I mean, you can reduce your share to such a degree.
It's Sonny's words. Sonny's the one that said, you can't take someone's share
right
of someone.
To the beginning, I said treat the two of them the same. That's all I've ever said. And I've never changed that
That's
view.
Fine, but I agree, you have never changed that view, and that's fair, yeah? But I don't feel the same about Rambier as I do about Matthew, because I don't think he's vindictive like Rambier, right? That's just my view, yeah? Sonny is the one, actually, who said, you can't force someone to sell shares. He's been the other side of the fence, and only now, when 51% is looming, does he go... You know, suddenly let's force Matt to sell shares.
So we're not going to agree on anything, are we?
Well, I don't know, mate. I don't know. What do you want to agree? What is it that we're not agreeing on? What do you want?
Matt's settlement to start with.
Matt's settlement is here, 600 right. grand, the full amount paid back.
Yeah, we talk about.
So you're saying that's not good enough?
I don't think Matt Chung. No, I don't think it's good enough.
Okay.
I don't. I think Matt Chung involving the company is bad for the company.
But he's not.
I've talked to people that will not do business with us because of that.
Okay.
So that's where we stand. You're conflicted on a vote on that.
We're all conflicted, mate. We're all allowed to vote. We have to state that we're conflicted. We're allowed to vote.
So you're conflicted.
On what's he
So would you accept that he's conflicted on voting on an NC settlement issue? Because he's appointed by Matt.
Yeah.
So
are you
conflicted on voting on a Sonny Schneider issue because you're appointed by Sonny?
But it's an MC settlement. I've got my own opinion on that settlement.
There's a knock-on effect for the vote on the settlement to Sonny and everyone else. So obviously, how far do you follow it through? Do you know what I mean? Am I closer to being conflicted and you're one part removed? You know, everyone's conflicted. This is too fucking personal for anyone's liking. That's the problem. That's why we're sitting here not fucking agreeing.
Yeah.
And that's why we've got councillors been hired. You've been kept out of the loop in inverted commas.
And
it's all because of the personal thing. And it's because of...
But everything I say to you, mate, you go and tells on it. I can't talk to you. You know, you just run back to him. You're in there. You're in his office 90% of the day.
Listen, you're not even in the fucking office. Don't even come here.
Listen.
You're not here.
Mate, you're always on holiday, dude. So how would you know? And the week I came back, mate, and you'd been running the show, how many complaints did we have? How many systems haven't we got?
Yeah, but to be fair,
you just made a comment about me not being in the office, dude.
Yeah, just...
You just raised the stakes there.
There's enough to argue about.
Yeah, I have been in the office, mate.
Well, in May, yeah? The month of May.
Have I been in the office in the month of May?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No, there's less... Listen, there's enough to argue about without talking about fucking attendance and commitment to the company. I think we wouldn't be here fucking arguing if we weren't committed to the company, would we? Let's be honest. It means a lot to us, otherwise we wouldn't be this pissed off about everything. So, at worst, agree to disagree. At best, find a route through it, which I don't think is possible, to be fair, looking from outside in at the moment. But there's no point fucking throwing mud at each other, because you're just...
No, there isn't.
You're just going to get isn't, fucking... Mate. You know, just agree to disagree on stuff.
I mean, you're probably going to throw this in my face now, but I've said I genuinely like you, mate. You know, I genuinely, genuinely do. I really think you're a nice guy, and, you know, if Sonny would step aside, yeah, and let us run the business in the way that two directors should run the business, we'd be fine. Mate, you've got... Jason's handed in his resignation, right? You've got Alec talking about leaving.
Why do I not know Jason standing in his resignation?
Why don't you know? Because I told him to think about it.
Well, why haven't you told me?
I haven't been here. I've been ill.
Mate.
We're two sides. Listen, I do agree.
We're trying to run a business, but you're just only telling me what I need to know.
I'm telling you what I need to know, mate.
I think
I'm the managing director, yeah? Or are you going to disagree with that one?
I don't agree that... You are performing your duties as a managing director.
I believe that Sonny
is directing everything you do, mate.
I think you should have.
And you know that, mate.
But as an MD, the reason that Jace came to you about his resignation was he felt more comfortable. Obviously, he's resigning.
He feels completely marginalised, mate.
You and Sonny don't even listen to him.
You and Sonny don't even listen to him. You know, Alec bends over backwards to be loyal and help us with the fucking forensics and has been like a cornerstone of the business, and you're trying to marginalise his IB. You're doing the same with Brad. Brad's going to fuck off to LiveSquawk. LiveSquawk don't want to talk to us because Sonny basically, no one wants to work with Sonny.
If that's the way you interpret that.
It's the way I know it is, mate. Ask Mel, you know, ask him, bring him in here, he'll tell you. Tell you he spoke to Stuart the other day and Stuart said he'd rather die or something than work with Sonny.
I spoke to Harry, because I've known Harry for 20 years, yeah. So I have a different opinion on that.
So what's your view?
You trusted, because you did not give a unified front to us.
A unified front, mate? Sonny makes decisions without even consulting us, as a not a director. He's not a director, what's he doing?
I'm going to call the meeting to a close. I'm going to
That's a breach of your fiduciary duties. I'm going to call for your removal as director in response to that.
As a response, you can't do that today.
I can do that right now, mate.
You can't?
I can. You can't stop a meeting happening because you don't want it to happen.
Okay.
It's been appropriately called. There is an agenda. There is secretary to take the... people to take the minutes, you know... Let's have the meeting. We'll do it without anybody in here if you want.
Fine.
Okay, let's do it. You calling it in?
Well, start. You start ambushing it again, then I'll give you... You come in and ambush me.
I haven't come in to ambush you, mate. I've come in to correct what I think is wrong. You should act as an MD with the
technical... I'm going to put you in here, mate. I think you're doing this purely for the benefit of yourself.
What's the benefit of myself, mate?
Hey.
What benefit am I getting? What benefit am I getting?
Because the way you negotiate with Matt Shaw.
What am I getting, though? What am I getting?
You're getting yourself set up in here purely for the benefit of purely for your own benefit.
Set up in where?
In Ranswalk.
How am I getting set up in Ranswalk purely for my own benefit? Sonny asked me to come and do this role.
No, Sonny asked you to do the forensic.
Which I've done, and I did like 20 hours a day, yeah?
Yes. No one's questioning that.
Right.
Yeah,
but you haven't called for this issue due on me, I'm going to call you on you. and that's where it's going to go.
But I don't... So let's have the meeting, mate. That's the only reason I'm doing it. It's because I'm saying we should have... We're a board of directors, okay? Forget all that shit out there, yeah? We are a board of directors. We should have discussions and make decisions. And from that, run the business. Sonny's a shareholder, mate. You are the managing director.
Right. I know that. I think I know that, but you just told me I wasn't, so...
No, I didn't say you not.
He didn't say you weren't.
He just said he's outside.
He said you'd have too much influence with Sonny, so he's not sure about all
the... Sonny is trying to get 50% of the business, mate. And at the end of the day...
I know why he's doing it. I'm fucking in Sonny's situation. I probably can't do it.
He's basically saying...
Fed up with
give me 50% of the shares, or sack Adam Vose. That's what he's saying. He's basically saying, give me control of the board, or give me control of the shareholding. It's not his company, mate. I want to work here. I want to work with you. I genuinely do. I honestly do. Yeah? But I can't... I don't know. I personally, I'm a different character to you, can't deal with it's the Sonny way and that's the end of it.
That's where our differences will come.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I could probably deal with that because I'm not like you, but then I'm aligned to George.
He's solely responsible, but... There's the control he evokes on people means...
Nothing to do with him, too. They just run amok. He never even paid any attention
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, but
he knew that. Because if he did pay attention to him, the fucking worked out what was going
on. Yeah, the one problem is, the one thing that could have probably been done better, because the company was making money historically, he just let it... He didn't push on the expenses when it was raised by George. He just said, put it off the boat. Because essentially, he looked at the bottom line, good return for the company, on the face of it was working well, why rot the boat? So that's the one thing you can put at his door, I'd say, if anything. You know.
What do you mean?
He was given reason to see that the expenses were being manipulated. He decided not to address that because the company was still on paper making money, and he thought, why mess with a good thing if he wants to take advantage of a certain situation, then he created the company, I'll let him deal, turn a blind eye to it. And of all the things that you're going to level at Sonny, that's probably the one thing you could level at him fairly.
I missed the point you're trying to make, sorry mate.
I mean, I'm not, you were trying to say
you're
that
his controlled around
drove everything.
He hasn't driven in the last 10 years, he had nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying he's driven the company, I'm saying that he drives.
I think that's tenuous though. What I'm saying is, I think what you could
park. Yeah, it is tenuous, I agree.
I think what you could park his door a bit more directly if you wanted to would be. He ignored stuff that he, honestly, let's be honest, he knew was abusive expenses. Everyone kind of did. But, you know, when George tried to raise it, it was kind of, suddenly decided not to rock the boat. Because he didn't want the fucking war, basically, I'm assuming. But that was before my time, that's just reading outside in. But that's the only thing to level at him, I think, the other
stuff. You know, if I said to you, mate, let's run it, you and me, yeah? But Sonny has to walk away, yeah?
I don't think Sonny would be happy with that. And then that puts you on the spot anyway, so it's not really...
But this is the problem, like, you know, Sonny shouldn't have that influence, mate.
No, it's nice that he cares enough about it, but I suppose at some point he's got to make a decision. Everyone's got to make a decision.
But he's alienating everyone, mate. He honestly is alienating everyone.
I don't know, I've been not in the office.
Maybe that is a problem. I can't see it.
Obviously, you're both talking to different people in the office, and some people will tell George stuff that they wouldn't tell you because of your connection, I'm assuming. So he may hear stuff that may not be all of it, and you may hear stuff the other side. So
you've got to remember what you're dealing with. You're dealing with around here for the last 6 months. We paid them excessive amounts of money in entertainment, and now you're trying to put some professional structure in place that they're all going
to
go.
We want you to work harder for less trees.
But Alex was sent 8 years, 6 years, I don't know what the number is, but, you know, to then say to somebody, oh, actually, you're 50 and we're going to wind it down, you know, it's just, I don't...
Nick hasn't sold anything in 2 years, mate. Come on.
I get that, mate, but he's...
So he's not a salesman. But he chose salesman.
But we've got a cash carrier. Like, the business is a cash carrier. We didn't need to start playing around with a team that was winning.
Right? Yeah, no, you're probably going to say no. Get everybody back in and try and go through this and let him speak. And see if we can get somewhere. Because this is going to stay like this for...
I just think it'll get worse if he comes in. I'd rather...
It's not going to get any better, mate.
You can't... And I'm not saying you can't make a decision, but it would be like if I was in here and George wasn't. I could platitude and talk about stuff and say I agree or disagree, but I couldn't.
Stick to my own. That's not him. I don't think Matt Chung should have anything to do
no,
with
that. No, I know, mate. You've always said that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's a thief. He cheated. He nicked from his mates. He lied.
I get all that, mate.
I'm a straight shooter. I have been, I can't.
But he's going to, he's going to lose a lot of shares, mate. He's going to be hurt by this.
Fine. Get in here. Talk about how that share breaks down and what happens. How many shares does he end up with? Who owns what? And is that palatable for everybody sitting around this table?
Bring him in.
I think there's a lot of stuff on there to go through, and you will contradict me, maybe. I think if we can get nothing else sorted today, it would be nice to get the settlement sorted.
We know it's not sorted, and then let the fucking lawyers go to each other to fix it.
Yeah, yep. And let's... The other stuff on there, I know you want to talk about things, which is fine, but they are definitely going to be stuff that you
come out of the back of the other end. Disagreement.
So let's look at one thing, which is the most important thing for the company, which is the fucking Anstey settlement.
And find a way...
I know where you stand.
If it moves on, it doesn't move on, but at least we both know you use those lawyers.
I don't know what...
I know you're pissed, mate, and I'm pissed too, yeah, but it's not about you, mate. I know you think it is.
I do feel...
Well, it's aimed at you, because you're the front man.
You've got that on my computer, it has pissed me off.
I didn't go on your computer, mate.
You did, mate.
No, I didn't, mate.
There's a word document.
Adam's been on there.
There's a word document that says SNE MS History. That's only one person that was correct.
The what?
You didn't make sure.
SNE?
History, a word document. Who else is worried about mine and his history? Come on, Manita, I saw you sitting there. It's not...
I wasn't on your computer. Well, I have been on your computer, but I haven't done anything like whatever you're talking about.
You can have a chat about that.
Yeah. My files were taken in a backup file and downloaded off my computer and then deleted. The backup file was deleted.
Sorted before they were downloaded, I'm assuming.
Right, I'm going to get a water and we'll get these guys in there.
Yeah, I suppose we'll see what happens. I think at the end he was relenting on maybe some shareholding being held. For Matt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought so, hearing you 2 minutes ago.
No, we can hear it. We heard. And when we sat down.
Okay. So can everybody else be under a box for the settlement? I've asked for you to join.
Sorry, mate. We haven't taken it off the agenda. We're basically going to address the MC settlement
and then
look at the other agenda items after that, if we can get past it. Yeah.
To see if we can find some agreement where the Matt Chung give enough share back so that you don't have control. Yeah. Whether everyone else around the table, that becomes acceptable. And whether we can just put it to bed once and for all. If we can't agree it, then I think we get lawyers.
Yep.
We get lawyers and let lawyers do it.
Okay.
So Matt Chung put on a 600 grand offer, cash. I haven't seen it, so I don't know what it says.
It just says PJ Mark's got 61,000, take that immediately. And I'll pay 602 for, I'll make up to the full amount of the debt. With 540,641 cash by 31st November 2016.
So is he handing any shares back in that?
He's not said. He's basically said that he doesn't require anyone to relinquish rights to preemption. In my discussions with him, I understand that he will probably sell some shares, yeah.
So I think... Understanding.
my understanding is that he can sell share. He's been offered money for shares, yeah, so that he can make that payment, yeah. So I think he's probably going to remortgage his house, sell some shares externally if he can, but I imagine Sonny will probably preempt through SHL. I think if Sonny preempts, I can't speak for Mel, but he is here, so he can speak for himself. So I guess, I think, but can't, you know, I don't know 100%, my mother will probably preempt as well. And I'm guessing he won't sell enough shares to, you know, he wants to retain some shares in the company he founded, basically. So I guess that if everybody preempted, that would mean that Sonny would get, I don't know, what he's...
So it depends how many he has to sell.
So he would be left with... it would be, I don't know the exact numbers, but you know, he basically can sell. I think he mentions me about 100 something shares, 110, 120 shares, something like that, he was going to sell to raise the money, basically.
So, my opinion, and my way is that I don't want Matt Chums to have any shares.
Yep.
I've been the same all the way through.
Agreed.
You don't want Sonny to have 51%. So that's me and you done with, as in opinion, yeah?
Yep.
I could summarise it.
Firstly, it's not my decision, obviously. It's Matthew's decision, yeah?
It's about your directors, is what you want for the company.
I would like him to just pay this money back now.
Whether he gets rid of his shares or doesn't get rid of his shares.
I honestly don't give a shit, you know, because at the end of the day, it's just gone on too long. I mean, like, this is just fight. It's rubbish for everybody involved, so on and so forth. It's just... Yeah, I mean, we've been fighting with Ranbir, you know, it's been a long fight, you know. I've probably had enough like everybody else has. So, but my understanding is, yeah, that he wouldn't sell enough shares to enable SHL to go for 51%. But, I mean, ask Metal's opinion as well. I mean, he obviously knows Matt. And
I'll preempt, and I've, like I said from the start, when I've offered him money to help sell. But I've said that from day one, so I'm not bringing anything.
I thought that things should be one way around there. We did it a different way. Subsequently, noting what Harry said the other day, I think we should treat with Matthew exactly the same way we treat with Rambit. He's a criminal, he's a thief, he should have nothing to do with the company. He brings it into disrepute. Clients, potential customers, vendors and partners won't do business with us. They've declared whilst he's involved with them. Is it the same with regards to Rambit? We made Rambit get rid of his shares. I think we should do exactly the same thing, isn't it?
Is that based, because you obviously said something differently a month ago,
just to clarify, I spoke to Harry, just happened to be drinking in the bar next to me at Starmark yesterday, that's where I used to work, so I did come into him. My understanding is that Harry and Stuart, under no circumstances, will do a deal with Ransford.
Why?
Mitch don't want to deal with Ransford. It's tainted goods. There's two individuals who really want to do business with. One of them is not here, the other one is in the room.
Who is it?
Stuart won't do a deal with himself.
Stuart
won't do a deal. I mean, I've used less of an issue than Sonny. I'm just, you know, but instead of stripping the conversations out, I mean, the emails, and Stuart showed me the email that you've sent and read it on his phone and all that sort of stuff. But he's adamant that he won't do a deal with you. Just to add clarity to the situation.
I put that to Stuart the other day. Stuart is a minority shareholder of Harry Limited, or whatever it's called. I think Harry's mind is to do a deal, and so Stuart is involved with Harry. I know Stuart, I know the members of Stuart. It's moot, but more relevant, as I said, they won't do business with the firm, which, you know, there may be no business to do with them anyway. But we've made some guesstimations as to their revenues and costs, which they've not denied have been confirmed, and there was a kind of heading, you know, 1 plus 1 equals 3, annual merger situation to be considered there. And they said, at least to me, that they won't do business while Matt connects to the firm. There were others that said the same thing to me as well, which yesteryear, my opinion was such that it really shouldn't matter. Ownership of shares predates the proceeds of crime, all those sorts of things. But Rabbit and Matt were brought to the two of this dispute, and of course it was an issue, and I think that by having them connected, for the same reason we had about why we should advise Rabbit to go to this show, is damaging, and that's now my position.
It's a slightly different reason though with Rambeer. It wasn't just about disrepute and so on, it was also about a fear factor, about his, you know, he has got a history of being vindictive and revengeful, and I think, you know, certainly, you know, I think my impression was that other shareholders didn't want to have shares for that reason. Are you saying that you've changed your position because you've literally seen the light and believe that Matthew and Rambeer shouldn't have shares because it's bad for the firm, or is it because you've realised that if Matthew doesn't have shares you get over 50%?
I am now aware of that, absolutely. I'm aware of that, yes.
Yeah, but is that what's driving it, really?
No, I think Matthew being connected to the firm is problematic.
Do you not think that what's going on at the moment is problematic in terms of all this fighting?
Yeah, I absolutely is. And if I say anything more on that subject matter, essentially I'll be being rude to people present. I've made it very clear on numerous occasions. People are negotiating, in my opinion, with Matthew for their personal benefits, not for the benefit of the firm. I think it's wrong.
How am I negotiating with Matthew for personal benefit?
I've told you this before, I've missed it on those emails. The offer that you put to him, remaining on a one share, etc., is just wrong. I smell it, I don't like it, and I will do what's in my power to preclude that thing.
And he's made an offer now of 600,000, full amount of the debt. So do you not think we should take that as a business, just take the money? I mean, this was always what you wanted, was to get as much recovery as possible financially.
Sure. My position has changed. I don't think I have any shares in the company whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think the company would be serviced better if things were done in one way than t'other. You disagree? I'm fully aware of that.
Is there a medium where you won't take full control? Is there a point where you would take 49.9?
There was, but not anymore than that.
So, would you suggest that we, in your opinion, you'd reject this offer?
In my opinion, I'd reject the offer. I would offer him exactly the same as what we offered Rambeer, which if he accepts, fantastic. The business can get on and these problems will evaporate. If he doesn't accept, I think we should go to the Ford office and I think he'll go to it. That's my opinion. The empowering email is just wrong.
What empowering email?
Email he sends.
The one before the last one.
Where he said he feels empowered.
But you know, he did help. I mean, you...
Whether he helped or not, he is a thief. He is a fraudster. He has done wrong things. Rambeer is a thief and a fraudster and has done wrong things. And I also accept that Rambeer led it. Absolutely accept that. He followed, and you know, they both did it. The Getaway driver is not as bad as the Godfather, but they're both bad people, if you get the analogy.
Yeah, but essentially Matt as well reported everything and told everyone about everything. Now, I'm not saying
the other thing is, mate, we offered Rambeer a 500 grand discount, and you're proposing to offer Matthew 20.
To
me?
Everybody, yeah.
About what?
Yes. He's a thief, he needs to remove all of his shares, or the firm needs to take issue and fight him, is my opinion.
And fight him?
Fight him.
Oh.
It is, I can't make it any clearer.
Okay.
I have a moral high ground, in my opinion.
To be fair, Sonny, you didn't have a moral high ground a month ago.
I don't think you have moral high ground at all, mate.
I'm sure you...
I know, and I agree people can change their mind, and you've just explained why you could change that, but don't pretend that you're doing it out of a certain moral high ground. You're doing it because you've changed your mind, which is fine.
No, when I say I have a moral high ground, I think that I represent the largest shareholder of the firm, and if Matt sells some of his shares or all of his shares, that would be the case. If he sells none of them, that won't be the case. It's a joint lot of his shareholders. So I think that empowers my opinion of the moral high ground.
But you were the one that said you can't enforce somebody to sell their shares, and nor, you know, you were an advocate of that for Ranveer. You were like, Ranveer shouldn't have to sell his shares. It was me that was enforcing that, saying he should get rid of his shares.
How is that better than plastic milk? You know, 2 years ago I was a Christian, I'm now a Muslim.
Yeah, you changed your mind. Yeah.
So yeah, you've just changed your mind, basically.
Yeah. Which is fine, you
know. Mehul, thoughts?
As a shareholder, I want the money. If that brings the money, bring the money in. Yeah. If we remove the cloaks and daggers, this isn't rocket science, but you don't want to budge. There's an offer there. I guess it's all going to turn legal. You know, like, this isn't rocket science, right?
Yeah.
No.
Do I think Matt should be... Do I think... And I think I've stated, you know, Matt's a city, whatever, but... I think that he's bought transparency to the investigations into wrongdoings. I think everyone's agreed he was led. Do I think that he should retain some shares in the company he founded? For two reasons. Number one, he founded it. Stroke. I think we all sort of know he was bullied by Rand to a certain extent. Secondly, going forward, does he provide some help to the company with his knowledge and all that sort of stuff? Yes, I've sort of said we don't have anyone.
I disagree with that.
Who knows the business like the founders now. We have a business. Our business has one real competitor in LifeSport, which has two people running it that have founded a sport business and ITC. You know, I think Matt's help is very high. That's my view. My father, being a shareholder, he'd like the money.
I mean, this is done. There's a deal here. Like, we just take it. 600, all this goes away.
I think that his connection to the firm will continue to support the firm probably.
More than
pistols and bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
For want of a better.
I think his connection to the firm means that we don't have clear leadership. We don't have clear leadership. I think that the firm will fall over itself because of your input, George.
I think you're driving the firm to fall over at the moment, Sonny.
So look, there's probably an easier way to resolve this. We could just call the Sears Ford office.
Go ahead.
That then resolves it, because it's taken out of our hands, and they will then work out what to do.
May I ask who's investigated this fraud situation?
You've just dealt with it internally?
Shakespeare, Martin, or any other solicitors been involved at all?
We've used a third-party company, being Shakespeare Martin, to jump Ranveer, freeze his assets, had settlement offers, which have subsequently been accepted, and then executing contract.
Okay.
The forensic work was conducted essentially under initially Matt's direction, because he's the one who brought the part of the fraud to our site, as it were.
So the Mr. I think it might. But this Matt Chong, who is the one we're discussing now with the largest shareholder in the company, who we're now discussing whether or not the shares should be, how those shares should be dealt with, or how he should be dealt with. He's the one who brought the fraud to his attention.
He brought part of the fraud to our attention. But he was perpetrating the fraud. We don't know. I mean, essentially, I mean, if you try a minute, this will be here forever, and it's just a matter of fact on it, so you might not want a minute with this, it's just for my information.
Mm-hmm.
George Warburton, I'm sure if I get anything materially wrong. I know, about 10 years ago, we deconsolidated Rand Limited from the larger entity that I'm involved in, because I had unregulated in those entities and had to deconsolidate accounts with the regulator. And so what then happens is you can get stuck out and that's fighting with and all that. So I said, look, just buy me down to less than book, and then you can go and get your own office, get your own accountant, go and get your own secretary, and do what you like. just paying attention and doing it properly is really boring. So that then occurred, and then I think the fraud started pretty much then, as it were, because it was less oversight. About 8-9 years later, George is taking issue with some of the things going on as well, and or some of the way Randy was communicating and or treating him, aggressive, should we say. And I think it was getting more and more heated, it was getting more and more heated between George and Rand. And with respect, I'm not sure either of them come themselves as glory, I'm sure George is different from that, I'm sure. But nonetheless, you know, it ends with, well, go and get a bloody lawyer, you know, call the police then, and all that sort of thing, essentially from Rand to George. And that essentially is privy to this having been pushed out of the firm 5 months earlier by Ranveer for the reason that they bat out his people or whatever. I think Matt then got worried that George might call the police because of whatever misdemeanors he thought Rand was up to. To my knowledge, not being aware of any frauds, but then if the third parties or the police were involved, they may then uncover the frauds. So I think Matt went, I need to tell you that I've been involved in fraud because the canary tends to do less time than the non-canary, for want of a better word. So we're incredulous. We confront Ranveer. Ranveer immediately admits the fraud. However, Rand noted a single £400,000 fraud over the last 2 years, and Ranveer admitted it. So we're like, oh, Jesus, okay, maybe there's a way, Ranveer, to not involve the police. You know, if you apologise to George, you can stay on the firm, because someone needs to run it. Return the money, and that returns the money, and, you know, then we have to put oversight in, so you can't do these things again. That conversation is starting to happen. I feel obliged to try and broker it across Ranveer and George, and Mehul for that matter, being a friend of Matt and the next friend of Ranveer. During that process, Mehul arranges for Matt to come and see me, and then Matt at that point declares there's been additional fraud of a further £800,000. I've been credulous again, pull my hair out, buy him a pint of beer, and go home, and then pick my moment to confront Ranveer. I confront Ranveer, he denies it. I act relieved. I then say the problem I've now got though, Rand, is I have to prove a negative to George. Do. So I'll ask you one more time, Ranveer, and I'm quite soft, but occasionally the eyes can come out if you get my point. And Ranveer went, oh yeah, I did it. I'm like, oh Jesus. So I feel appended in. So I don't know if that's counts as assault, but nonetheless, you see me tutoring and so on. And then I said, I need you to go home. We don't want to find from the start knowing about this because it damages our reputation in the business. So don't tell any staff. Call us sickie. Tell the other crew, I don't think you can work here anymore. I don't know where this will go, but this is not £400,000 in the last couple of years. This is one, two, in a longer period of time. He then isn't really what I asked him to do. He instructs staff to do things which look nefarious. I find out the next morning, I contact George. I tell George that I'm going to summary suspend him, Kerr and Adam. They did. I called around there, suspended him, told him to do nothing, await instruction. We provided instructions via email of what we required him to do, so that's the equivalent it might be. He said, I'm sorry, in the dark face, I'll get back in a few days, I promise. A lawyer then wrote back in and said, very unfounded claims, I need longer time to consider them, this is likely not to be true, you're a man of words in that effect, as it were. That's not somebody who's in a dark place and masculine, you know, worried, that's somebody trying to fight, which followed this historic modus operandi. We then spoke to our lawyers, and this might be begging against fight against us, the admin details. They suggested we injunct him if there's pressure, freeze his assets, if there's pressure on him. I'm like, yeah, but as soon as you get involved with the court, it's going to be here for a long time. It's so much easier just to get to a freeze to do the right thing. But the lawyers are relatively adamant. I think we took a vote, we agreed that, okay, fine, we'll do the injunction loop. We'll get the money back from him anyway.
We had information around who was trying to consolidate assets and remortgage.
Yeah, which is also true, to get stuff out of his name.
Made us
rather refurbish,
not necessary to preempt that.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it was the wrong thing to do.
No.
I might say it was the right thing to do, absolutely. Yeah. You know, but,
I think we're all agreed on that.
Yeah. So we injuncted him for the bond up and all the rest of it, and then we did get the affidavits from Matthew Chung, me, George, and so on and so on and so on. He goes back to court on the return day to get a squash judgment. Why would I remove this? I'm going to think that we ask because you're obviously a thief. And your affidavit basically admits it. So Ranveer for you essentially hooks and can anchor at that point. He technically missed out on something, which meant he was somebody found guilty. And he could probably about that overtone of the technicality or whatever. We then sent a settlement letter to him. There was quite a lot of heated debate as to how we should settle with him. I think he goes effective, one cares. But essentially, you know, George didn't want him to have any shares at all. Didn't want him to have shares. I just wasn't aware of our ability to recruit him to have shares. And the shares predated the coins because the shares of Donald Day won. The kind of thing had to happen after the firm had been created and so on. So I'm like, you know, I don't think we can oblige that if he's going to fight and we make it hard for him to agree. It's going to then drag out what happened to go to court. It took a long time. And the balance sheet of the firm was minus £600,000. The cash flow position of the firm essentially was negative, sitting on unallocated rights, issued loans and stuff like this. And so it was vaguely precarious at the time. However, George and I didn't agree we should buy, or rather, we weren't particularly heated. There was no conflict between us, it was just which is the better way to do it. So, you know, Mecca was an interested party. We said, well, on these matters, you know, he's an interested party. George, you know, this isn't insulting or anything, but you know, George grew up with Granby to some degree. There's going to be a degree of, you know, blindness in his vision because of that relationship. His partner for some degree has some blindness as well. He was his friend for many years, but the last 2 years they weren't, so maybe he's got slightly less blindness. So let's ask Mehul. He's an interested party himself. Mehul suggested we oblige him or make the offer that you give us all your shares back and do A, B and C or whatever it was. So, okay, fine, we send it along. He fights it a bit. I think he realises he's not going to get it. He signed the agreement. So that's the land of the situation. So the fraud was about 401.2, and the total damage we've established is cost is 3.2 now. I think then Matt told us stuff the second time. I think the first time we knew about the other fraud, of course. But the second time, I think there were holes in his story, just simply because it was over 8 years and he's forgotten what feeling he'd done. But I also think that there potentially might not have been fully up front and open, because it's quite hard to go, I've killed everybody in there, so I've buried them all. I mean, it's a hard thing to do if you're deciding to come clean. It's just difficult. I get that, human nature.
Thank you for that.
And there's no contentiousness there. That's a matter of record, yeah. But then the problems then start after that. I was more focused at the time on Rambit's settlement, which was a bigger proportion and so on. I then noticed that the terms that we were offering Matt were not the same as Rand, and they leave him with one share of his 176. The shareholders' agreement provides with Schneider and Matt to appoint a director. Why would we leave one share with Matt Chum and therefore the right to appoint a director when he's still embezzled from the firm?
Wasn't it to stop him competing?
Why did we not leave Rambit with shares for that purpose, therefore? You can oblige them to not compete with paperwork, they don't need to be a shareholder, but that's what works.
I mean, I think they're different people. I mean, Rambit hadn't been to work for 3 or 4 years, had he? Rambit hadn't been to work for 3 or 4 years, or, you know, and was moving back up north. I don't think the risk of him and
well,
competing
well,
was the same.
Question, there are various answers, but I take the answer that the reason being is that Matthew can appoint a director while he owns some shares. He's appointed Adam Boyce, who, you know, we've had a few times of luck.
I was appointed before the fraud all came out, right. Actually, whilst yeah. Rambit was still on the board.
Yeah.
In my head, I might have read this wrong, part of my willingness would, I'll be honest, very little experience, well, no experience at board level. Experience in business.
That's not quite true, mate. You are actually a director of another firm.
Yeah, but not in the city, Scorpion, this sort of thing. So, but I was appointed, in my head, because I was an old friend of Rambit's from school. I've known him longer than anyone else. Been on him since I was 9. And George is an old friend from school as well. I've known him since I was about 12. I had heard all of this going on and then falling out and all this arguments. And I kind of thought, I spoke to Rambit about it before I came on the board, said, what do you think, mate? And I spoke to George about it. And I just thought there'd be a potential to, you know, because the board isn't just about knowledge of the business. It's about a group of people working well in the driven direction.
No, synergy.
It's important, the synergy is. It is important. So that was part of my reasoning for...
I don't have any problem with that. And, you know, we've said this on numerous occasions, but holding no ill will, I hope likewise, and reasonable human being and all that stuff. And that predated seeing any offers to Matt Chung about only but one chair and all that.
Yeah, and that was
however,
the fraud situation.
The offer exactly, it's when Mandy pushed Matt out. Matt had a right to appoint a director. He could no longer be a director himself because he'd been a bankrupt and doubtful for another reason. But he had the right to appoint a director, so he appointed But then when I see the settlement offer that goes to Matthew, it leaves him with but one share and therefore maintains his right to appoint a director, which means that the fief has the ability to affect the decision making and steering of the company. I don't want to be beholden or have my investment, you know, have direction from a fief, a criminal, is my opinion. I also don't think he has anything to add. I know we disagree on that, so I accept that. I also think that his brother has something to add, and I think his brother, I'm sure he's complicit in everything, but essentially we don't take any beef with him, we're not taking any action against him because we can't prove anything like that, and his shareholding is such that if they do have any form of steering or advice that is useful that we'd like access to, I think we'll get it anyway from Anthony because he has shares. So I don't see any reason to leave Matthew with this one share.
You don't think Matthew provides any value at all?
No, I think it provides negative value.
But it's been involved in the squat business for 10 years.
I think it provides negative value. This is my value judgment.
I think that outweighs any positive he could bring.
Yeah.
It's in that loss.
Oh, yeah,
look,
I mean, obviously, he knows things.
Because he can't be useless, can he? Let's be honest.
He's quite good at hiding serial
material fraud. Yeah, he's just a son. He can't be useless at his job. He must have done it for X amount of years, so he has some knowledge of the business. Now,
absolutely.
Does the negative attached to him outweigh that positive? Maybe.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
That's
I'm assuming what your point is.
I've tested that to some degree.
Can I just make just a couple of quick remarks, which I think hopefully useful. Don't buy me, hopefully useful. Point one: if you ask any, if this board asks this company asks formal advice as to the situation on both the gentlemen who are hoping to fall in the company, then any solicitor who advises us should call it a serious fraud squad. That would be the formal advice.
They didn't advise us to do
that. We've had the option to resolve it without the police. Okay. Take it out of your hands.
Fine, well, good. I'm just glad that you've been advised then. Because that means that precedes my advice.
We did ask that question because we said, do we have a duty?
Your advice might be righter.
Or wronger. It doesn't matter. The point is the order's coming now. You will, I'm sure, understand. And I'm very grateful for everybody being so polite this afternoon. I've been brought along and for the explanations given. You'll understand that the composition of this board and the way the proceedings are conducted are really quite unusual. As far as we have directors who are appointed by certain shareholders, as you refer, but you are clearly a leading light in the whole proceedings, regardless of your de facto director. We're not going to have to. We've got to finish the three things I've got to say, please. And there's obviously some serious disagreements. Well, I have to say that, you know, both sides have their attractions, but there is management and the running and who are the personalities involved and so on. Now, the fact that there are disagreements is not, you know, news to anybody here and not news to any board anywhere in the country, but I just make the point that it's there. And the last point I want to make at this stage is that I have seen the shareholders agreement from 2006, or whatever it was, indeed the variation of 2010. And I've obviously done a search on the company and company's house, because that's what you do when you do my sort of job before I attend it. And so I've seen the makeup of the shareholders and so on and so forth. I would be wrong in not pointing out now, in my opinion, if this board makes any decisions regarding the ultimate shareholding following the departure of these two gentlemen, stealing everything they could find in the kitchen sink, without involving all the shareholders, they'll be open themselves to. Possibly the shareholders so wish, because the in a company of this type, the shift from a multiple shareholder situation to a clear change of control, so it's all in the control of one person or party, is a big value shift on the shareholdings, and because that was never foreseen or portrayed,
has indicated as the eventual possibility in any of the documentation from the commencement of the operation of the thing, is to be much better settled by agreement. Because I think if somebody comes along and by either an attempt at direct purchase or by using the operation of law in terms of the preemption rights and proportionality thereof, so that somebody gets, there it is, somebody gets 51% and they take that without consulting and coming to agreement with the other shareholders on control, then there is a big value shift, and any shareholder could take a point and the court wouldn't be unsympathetic. I can't tell you where they win. The last time I predicted a win on a court was 35 years ago and I was wrong. But
could I comment on this very briefly?
Sorry?
I can comment on this.
Yes, of course you can, yeah.
Firstly, there's no legality in being a shadow director. Being a leading lawyer doesn't activate somebody a shadow director. People ask me my advice or ask me to go and talk to people on the benefit of the firm. Being a majority shareholder or a large shareholder is perfectly fine and it's overright. But it's a moot point ultimately. I may be wrong, you may be wrong, it doesn't really matter. Number two, never foreseen. The shareholder agreement makes provision for the transfer of shares to other people and all the rest of it. And originally my position was if people need to give the company debt pounds and they need to raise funds so they have assets they can sell some of those assets to share with the firm, there are provisions for them to then attempt to sell them. If the firm doesn't be able to buy them and with the other shareholders, then the shareholdings don't change. But if they do, they do change. So the paperwork considers balances and changes of shares and so on. Yesterday, I mean, Matt, if he hadn't been a feeble around it, could have said, I'd like to sell my shares to the company for £100. The company may not have bought them, and that could have put a shareholder in a 51 or more position. That could have happened. So essentially, that is foreseen, and there are methodologies to deal with the methodology, as it were. Finally, I don't disagree with the point of arbitration. I think it's relevant. I think there's probably a relatively simpler route out here. I know that Matt's just had a baby. His baby, therefore, isn't innocent. If Matt is in prison, the baby won't have a father. That's not a nice thing to do. I get that. If somebody who's just had a baby is stealing and trying to kill me and chop my leg off, well, I don't really care if he's in prison, he's stopping hurting me. So that protection of third-party innocence only goes so far. But it's not lost on me that there are innocent people as well. I believe that George wants to run the business in one way, and I think that if George does it in the way he wishes it to run, my shareholding will be less profitable. I believe that if it's run in a different way, my shareholding will be more profitable. I have a fiduciary duty to the shareholder. I must fight for what I think is correct.
How do you have a fiduciary duty and not a director?
I have a fiduciary duty to the shareholder. So I must do what I think is right for SHL, who owns the shares in Land Limited. I'm a director of a shareholder of Land Limited.
So you're a director of SCA?
Yes, but I'm not a shareholder of Land Limited, although in the paperwork it might be referred to as SCA.
It is, yes. Okay.
It's actually Schneider Holdings London Limited, historically SDA Holdings Limited. SDA is a different entity, but anyway, yes, sorry, Schneider Group for the sake of argument. Okay. So I'm a director of Schneider Group, which is a shareholder in this firm. I think that if the proceedings go one way, and I'm fairly sure I know where they'll go if I don't get my way, and I don't know if I want to declare where I think they'll go, it shows that I know what the tactics of the other side might be and these sorts of things. But I think if the shareholder things have been one way, my shares will obviously work if things are done in a different way.
Certainly if you get control of the company, your shares will be worth a lot more than they were previously, won't they?
No, he means he can drive more value. He believes he can drive more value than I can drive more value, effectively.
Yeah, well, I agree.
And I fundamentally disagree.
So I think I'm better looking. He thinks he's better looking. It's allowed. People are allowed to have opinions. I fully get that. And obviously there are some people who have mad opinions who think, Rambo, I think he thought that he generally was entitled.
Rambo's history.
Yeah, exactly. Not other people have considered opinions and, George may or may not be mad. I say that humorously, not antagonistically. But I'm sure he has, he believes his opinions are right and considered. But we're using, the fief to try and empower one party side of how things should go. I don't think the FIF should have any input on how things should go. George, that's a bit. But so let's.
Oh, I'm just saying. I just think, you know, the thief's offered to pay all the money back.
But the thief, by paying all the money back, will be empowered to do certain things, which means that the firm will run less efficiently and, I think, make less money. I don't think this firm is per se. I mean, if one person has control and those shares are therefore worth more, then the other shareholders' shares are worth more proportionally as well, because they rank pari passu with one another.
No, the shares of this is not a quoted company, is it?
Oh, because there's tag-along provisions in the bankruptcy. There are tag-along provisions.
Yeah, I'm sure there are, but the difference in the value of the shareholding, and in fact the effect of control, is something which is the very nature of the company will change dramatically, and you believe that's in everybody's interest because you're the man to do it and all the rest of it. And I'm just saying,
but
I don't think the law would envisage that that was what was envisaged.
Let me take a very simple example. We pay circa £1,200 for a desk in this office.
Yeah. Yeah?
300 metres down the road, we're effectively a radio station. We can get a desk for £600. Yeah? So, you know, we can virtually halve our costs simply by moving down the road. Yeah?
Right.
On top of that is the fact that we're not, you know, there's an element of fear that exists within, I think, within RAN Limited, about if you don't do it the Schneider way, then Schneider will lock you out of the building. You know? So I don't think that evokes a positive culture or morale or anything within the team. So I think there's a myriad of things that this business doesn't do properly. I need to not be a director but act as the CEO or the managing director. That's just wrong, isn't it?
There's no legal basis for that at all. There's no basis in law for that behaviour.
But you are, Sonny. You're driving. I get 20 emails from you a day. You go, you know, driving everything forward and doing all these things and so on. You know, renegotiating with Brad or Alec on their contracts. And
the sad thing is, if we're all best mates, we'd be glad to be.
We could argue that's just to get the business at the right stage.
You know, so.
But why is he doing it? He's not an employee of the business. He's not a director of the business. He said he resigned because he felt that he couldn't do the job because he felt responsible for not having identified the embezzlement, or he felt Dodge was big enough for two. I mean, you've completely changed your position on that.
Yes. We have to do one point at once, and there was a third point there, but we'll just cover those. I've told you this before, I've told Granby this before. When Schneider Group deconsolidated, the company went from more than 20% to less than 20%, there was a new bilateral contract put into place, we lost desk rent, and RAN Limited had its liberty to put notice in.
So I'd like us to put notice in, it's overpriced here. We're in a board meeting, let's take a vote. No, you can't. Let's take a vote on whether we should move offices. Would you like to move offices, Matt?
No.
You don't think we should move offices and save £600 a desk?
No, because Ramby was offered that before. And when you looked into it, it wasn't right.
Okay.
It's not £600. You know, does it have the aircon in it? Does it have the power? Does it have,
yep.
You know, have you checked all the power?
Yes, I have. I believe we should move offices.
I can't
£600.
You know,
okay, so your answer is no.
No, actually.
Adam, that's all right, you said your answer.
Enough of the details.
It doesn't matter, I've just told you we can get a desk for £600 down the road
with all
the
same facilities. Sure.
So your answer is no. Adam, I believe we should, and I believe it'll save the company 600, you know, almost definitely 40 to 50%. Do you agree with me?
There's an easier way of dealing with this.
It's all right, Sonny, let Adam answer the question, please.
Well, the savings on paper, and as I say, I've spoken to you, you say you've looked at something.
I've shown you the savings.
You've shown me the detail of the offices as an example, just as an example of what our costs are here and how there's potential savings available. So yeah, definitely on paper, if you can cut your cost base in half, you've got to accept that you're losing some infrastructure around that, as you said.
So then I think you can take it that this board has just decided to move offices and we hereby serve notice on this building.
I don't think that was a resolution.
It is a resolution. We just took a vote.
May I please just respond? I will be brief and clear. Historically, I generally don't care if RAN Limited wins letters from STA, which is what the shareholders and I'm committed to change. I finally did the work properly and realised, although nothing Ramsay has said has any weight because of all the other things he's subsequently found out, I accept. But he, I believe, understood that it was not in the strategy he might be interested in. I've had this conversation with every single tenant for years. If you want to move, if you take control of the business, move.
Well, we've just made a vote to move.
Fine. If you don't want to move, then don't move. If STA gets enough brokers, it will serve notice on RAM, because STA doesn't care if you've got the appropriate pricing or that sort of thing. I don't think that would brought to resolution. I thought that
it was a resolution. No, it wasn't an opinion.
Would you be happy in principle, Matt, if you were shown stuff that showed there was a saving and... Yes.
Can't give it to me now and expect it to make a vote.
It's really simple, mate.
It's not simple.
We can get 300. What do you mean it's not simple? Because desks, 13,000 plus VAT is £16,380 for 13 desks. Down the road at an alternative office, we can get 17 desks for £9,487. That's a saving of over £6,500 a month.
They're also attached to that.
No, they're included.
I don't know. You have your opinion, that's fine.
Not an opinion. I'm making a proposal for a resolution to hand notice to the to this building.
Just before you do that, you know, I forget the other things I was going to bring up. I'm just coming to the last point.
No, not before you do that. No, we have done that. Let's be clear. I asked Matthew for a vote. He said, no, he doesn't believe we should move. I asked Adam, who's already seen these numbers, for a vote.
Voting on something. Do you believe you asked your opinion?
I thought I was asking my opinion.
Okay. Please, would you make a vote as whether we should move
office
to save? So you abstain, Adam. I believe we should make. I believe you can't just keep saying you can't make a vote, mate. I'm putting a proposal. We've done this 1,000 times, Sonny. With Ranveer, when you sacked Ranveer, or when you sacked Matt, or when you asked for my resignation. Yeah, you can't just bully everybody out of the fucking building.
Language, please.
You're not my dad, mate. Thank God. Don't tell me how to speak.
Easy. Look, let's just. Resolve whatever needs to be resolved, or not resolve, or whatever.
First of all, the reason why everyone came back in was the MC settlement. That's not been agreed.
That's not been agreed, but we said we'd move on to other things. Well, I've now made a proposal that we serve notice on this office. I've asked you, you've said no. I've asked Adam, he said yes, and I said yes as well. So the motion is carried.
That wasn't the point of this meeting.
The point of the meeting was a board meeting where there's an agenda, and the first item was the MC settlement.
Whether we're here or not here is not relevant until we do the MC settlement. It doesn't make that will just follow through by nature. It's 6 months' notice. So
one desk, 6 months' notice, my friend.
Could I just do the really important point? I think you might like it, George.
I doubt it.
As you point out, Michael, relationships across certain human beings have broken down. I think we've just evidenced that. We're going to find it difficult to work together. Whether Matt keeps all of his shares or less, I'm going to be a material shareholder. I don't think George is the right guy to be leading this business. George should go otherwise. Fine. How does one resolve that? And if companies at the board level fight, while that's going on, nothing then happens. It's all difficult and expensive and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the whole business goes, I'm not talking about this business and I've got a huge amount of...
But surely you have a board and makes a decision.
And if the disputes are at a sufficient level, then the function of the business is seriously damaged. But I've just seen, just sat here, I've never sat anywhere in any board meeting in 46 qualified years, right, where... a resolution has been proposed, and then it said that it's not been proposed.
It's ludicrous.
In law, a resolution at a board meeting by a director is proposed. Now, it can either be defeated or not, or whatever, but it can't be just ignored.
With that in mind, I'd also like to propose that Sylvester's role is terminated with immediate effect as managing director of the business. I have here a
director appointed by a faith. I don't recognise Adam's voice, his vote.
You don't have that right.
You recognise it. I have a way of helping. If you just may, for one moment. If Matthew Chong maintains Zed shares and the right to appoint Adam, then those in, for want of a better word, George's camp, I'm not suggesting the chapel, but on the George side, will have a majority board and a majority shareholder control. If, however, Matt Chong doesn't maintain all of his shares, then those in George's camp won't have majority control of the board or the shareholder. you know, you're conflicted, and all this. So how do we resolve that? Our paperwork makes provision for this. We all agree that, I don't know if it's the case, but I'm assuming it is, we all agree that Matt shouldn't walk away and do nothing. Something should happen to him, he should do something, there should be restitution made. We have put offers to him, that offer has lapsed, then it's expired. For us to make an offer to him, it requires unanimous agreement of the directors, and in principle, Matt is Peter Schneider, appointed director, and can do his fiduciary duty and so on. He believes that Matt shouldn't have shares, whereby you think he should have shares.
So I don't think he should or shouldn't have shares, I think it's my decision.
Different on that. So Matt would like to report to Ranbir, that Matthew Chung, that he has the same deal as Ranbir, which he then may or may not accept, conversely, you would like to appoint that we just take £602,000 and he keeps his shares, in which case the power is a different power.
Just think it enables us to move on quickly.
You know, so net, if Matt keeps his shares, Schneider side won't have board and or shareholder control. If Matt doesn't keep his shares or the majority of them anyway, the Schneider side will. If we then have control on one side or the other, these arguments go away. Because then there's an unequivocal leader, for want of a better word. So, we have no offer outstanding to Matt at the moment. We obviously, I assume, think we should make an offer. I think we should say, do the RAND deal, which means we get all the shares back. Everyone engorges their shares, but control will rest here. You think that we should just take £600,000, I'm assuming, given what you read earlier and so on, in which case control will stay that way.
And then you will have a majority of the shares of the company and can report to the entire board, control the entire board, control everything.
No. What I'm saying is if
so that will resolve the dispute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So whether you should expect everybody else just to go, well, that's a good idea.
I'm being totally bypassing here. What I'm saying is you know, we have a beef. If I have control, we don't have that beef. If George has control, we don't have that beef. At the moment, we have a beef. It's pinning on what happens with Matt. So if Matt offers the grant deal and takes it, or is obliged to, then control will rest on one side. George doesn't have his ability to have a beef any longer, or loudly have to say an opinion and all the rest of it, and conversely the other way. So I think we should propose to Matt to do X, we think we should do Y. We can't do X or Y unless we all agree. If we don't all agree because it requires unanimous agreement, then we get an arbitrator. It is the deadlock provision. We go and get a man from the Institute of Chartered Arbitrators, we both put our cases to him, he then chooses. And then we know, and then the problems go away.
But at the moment, yeah, this board has three directors. Yeah? Matthew has made an offer to settle all of his outstanding debt. Yeah? Which is what you wanted originally. Yes? I understand you've changed your mind. Simply to the company. The company has no damage. Yeah. So why would he not just do that?
We said to Ranbir, you will give us the shares back. We will only accept this offer. If you fail to do so, we will call the police. Whatever we can say in those exact words, because you can't, but what he understood. But I don't think you're allowed to say that to someone.
No.
Yeah. But you can say, we'll call the authorities and leave it with them, and before, you know, if you steal from a company serially over many, many years, you go to business and that sort of thing. Although you never know the police, you know. So we said to Ranbir unequivocally, we will not negotiate, you will do this, but we will go to the authorities in our head, meaning we'll go to the police and we'll go to prison and then we get our right, probably anyway. He then buckled. I think we should say the same thing to Matthew. I offer him the same terms, and then if he accepts, great. If he doesn't, then I think we should go to the police. So we did with Ranbir, we do it as Matt.
Okay,
if
so
we do it,
can I say something? I think what I'm noticing is that, as usual, 90% of this conversation is led by you, Sonny, and none of it is led by Matthew. Now, I have a bit of an issue with this in terms of Matthew is the director on board, yeah? And therefore, we should ask Matthew that Matthew Chung has made an offer to settle all of his outstanding debt.
We've had that conversation.
Hang on, I haven't finished.
We had the conversation before they came in.
Let me finish.
You just said I didn't say anything, but I obviously have said something.
No,
you've asked my opinion, and I gave it to you. You've got yours, I've got mine. We tried to find a way around it. That's why we brought everybody back in.
Okay.
To try and speed this process
okay,
up.
But they weren't here at the time, so I'm just trying to explain. Right. So what I'm saying is, we as a board, the three of us, so I'm asking for legal advice on this. Basically, the three of us as a board should make a decision on what's been presented to us as a business. Yeah? So we're a business, we should make a commercial decision, and 600,000 has been offered to be returned to the business, which is the entire amount that was taken from the business by Matthew Chung. Yeah?
Yes.
Taking that money enables us to draw a line in the sand, well, not in the terms of fighting way, draw an end to it, move on, get on with growing the business and moving forward. Yes? I'm saying to the board that we have no option but to take this settlement.
We had this conversation before they came in.
And you... Okay.
I said he's conflicted because he's appointed by Matt. Me and you are going to disagree.
But you, what I'm saying is... Okay, then maybe I'm being stupid. What is your reason for disagreeing?
I don't want Matt to have shares in the company. I've stated that from day one. I haven't changed. You can't say I haven't said anything different.
No, you haven't, mate. You haven't. I accept that.
So I haven't changed my mind or done anything.
No.
We should have both been treated the same way.
Okay.
I disagreed with you on day one, and I had a different opinion.
Yeah, you did. So no,
I don't know. They behaved the same way. Now, they both stolen, but they both reacted very differently to what they've done. So, the nature of it, you can't. You can't. It's recognised in law. If someone helps you after a wrongdoing, they get certain allowances. Now, if we choose not to give Matt that's a different argument. But we can't very well send you the shrewd, just like Ranbir, thanks for all your help, mate, but tough shit. And if you don't agree, we're going to call the police on you anyway, after all your help. You know, and I know he stole, and he's completely wrong, but to fall back on treat them both the same, they're not both the same, mate. They've both done very different things, both up to the point they both stole, I agree. But Matt will argue he was bullied and pressured.
Matt was on his knees at the beginning of this, you know, yeah. And I've said this, and you agreed at the last board meeting. You've both empowered him to have an opinion on how to run his business.
I think he's felt empowered by his ability because of the infighting in here. I think there has been some he's felt,
But to just fall back on treating both the same, it's not logical. I think
he's felt between a rock and a hard place.
They weren't been treating the same. He had more offers as discount.
No,
I'm
responding to you.
The point was the shares had to come back.
But I've spoken to him now, and I've said that there's no frigging discounts. He's got to pay the whole amount back, or basically Sonny's going to send him to jail, or not in terms of a blackmail thing, just to clarify. But essentially, I don't agree. I think this is harsh on Matthew, 600 grand. I do, honestly, because we've offered 500 grand discount to Ranbir, yeah? I do think Matt can add something to the business. I get that you have an alternate view to that, and that's fair enough. But the discount we're offering him is we're not offering him anything. I mean, he has helped. I mean, he was having a baby one day, and the night before he was in here signing contracts and so on. You know, fair's fair, guys. He has made an effort to do... I mean, he hasn't done what Ranbir's done, has he? He hasn't freeze all his assets.
I still think he's pulling the strings. He's still got control sitting behind there. Wherever he gets the 600 grand from, he pays the 600 grand, you know, April next year, he's got 600 grand back. We all know that. None of us are stupid on that front. If he keeps his shares.
Yeah.
We all know that. No one's actually come out and said.
No, I actually didn't last week.
I mean, Neville, what do you think, mate? You're being very quiet.
I actually have said earlier, I think that Matt has helped. I think his business has started. I think he was bullied for a period of at least 5 or 6 years. I think there have been board meetings where Sonny and George have been present where... I think both of you have known that Ranbir hasn't turned up for work for 6 years and Matt's been doing a lot of work, unofficially, you know, whatever. And therefore, I think that, was Matt bullied? Yes. Do I think he's helped since? Yes. Do I think he adds value to them? If completely different individuals, yes. That's my view. And that's why I was willing to lend Matt the money when I came or was invited to these meetings from day one.
Yeah, as long as we don't get sued for 2 million quid between him now and the dividend paid out.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's a
plan,
you know. But
so
it's not right.
I'm less on the not right bit than the side, as it were. I recognise Matt is different from Andrew, I accept that. I think that... I think it's going to sound a bit pig-headed, but I think if I leave this firm, it will make me more money than if someone else leaves this firm. So it's the control point that I happen to
be,
not the money point. You know, so I think the 600 grand will be dwarfed by what we could make and will be like by what we don't make if it's run badly.
But I think you're already starting to damage the team in there. You don't understand the dynamics in the room. You're not in there. You know, you're renegotiating with Brad, renegotiating with Alec. You know, we had a solid core team. We could have grown from that and spent our energies growing from that, not undermining the people that had been loyal and committed to us historically.
Do you know Alec thought that his IB lasted till he dies?
Yeah.
And you think that's right?
I'm taking a view on whether it's right or wrong, I don't know.
Well, this is the point. People need to take a view and get on. Alex had an uncontracted commission deal, which was stupid and wrong and was non-intensifying, and needed to be on a black and white basis. He had tax liabilities to us because of the TIPTA laws and so on, and it needed to be dealt with. I believe it's been dealt with to a degree that he walks away happily right now and will strive to work for the firm, and if he produces good, great, and if not, saves quite a lot of money. I think Brad exactly the same. We know
Brad brings in 600,000 in North America for us,
yeah,
mate.
And we know he's been touted and courted by competitors, and we have no paperwork with him, so he can take worse clients and move them to wherever he likes for the highest bid.
So is it not more important to develop that relationship with him so that there's some degree of loyalty and teamwork and so on to grow the company?
Not that I think Brad has any point with, I want this or that, I'll take all the clients away.
But you're just alienating all these people, Sonny.
I don't believe I am alienating.
Well, I can show you written documents that prove it, mate.
Well, maybe you should be showing me support. But,
I'm sorry, I've been off.
Sorry? I won't look at them now.
Oh,
I'll
take them
again. Can I just
But the arbitration point, we have a deadlock. Just go and get a guy from the Institute of Arbitration.
Well, we don't have a deadlock because you're not on the board, mate.
Yes, legally, there is no deadlock. Because as the facts are, sir, that you are not a member of the board.
I accept that, yes.
You're a nominated director, and therefore, so there are three directors, and that is the legal position at the moment, and these three people...
But you're allowed to be
conflicted.
You're
appointed
conflicted
by the guy we're talking about. How can you be anything other than conflicted?
Well, he's a member of the board. You'd have to show that
okay.
There was some sort of financial or other...
Matt Chong appointed him. How can you be anything other than conflicted?
But we're allowed to be conflicted on this board, as long as we declare.
Matt Chong appointed him.
Yeah.
How is he anything other than conflicted?
There is a revision in the shareholders agreement and the articles about conflict, declared conflicts.
But if he's conflicted, how can you vote on this matter?
Well, he says he can. You set up
the article. Yeah. It says, as long as you declare your conflict,
yes,
you know. I mean, I just think you're driving what was a very solid, good team. You're demoralising them.
I think you're doing the opposite. So we're just... I think have anything to do.
Okay, fine.
Instead of the argument, we just carry on with what needs to be done.
Paperwork aside, why don't we just accept arbitration?
I don't think we need arbitration. I think we have a board of three and we make a vote.
I think that the
I'm like, well, if that's the case, I don't... Yeah, I'm not going to recognise Adam's vote.
It doesn't matter whether you recognise it, it's still there.
That's fine, but then I'd like to bring legal counsel with me, and then we'll have the same conversation.
You're more than welcome, but prior to that, I'd like to take a vote to say that I think that you should be terminated in your position as managing director, and I'd like to put that forward as a proposal, because I don't believe... Hey?
Who's going to run the business?
I'm going
to
make a proposal after this in 2 seconds, thanks.
Well, you can't vote on killing one director or the boss or the...
It's not up to you, Sonny. You're not even a director, mate, so I'd like to make that vote. How do you vote? You're not the majority shareholder. You're not the majority shareholder. No, you're not, mate. But I'd like to make that. I'd like to make that proposal.
Fine, you can make proposal.
How do you vote for your own job? Yeah, fine.
I'll say something. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What have I done wrong in running that company?
Last week we spoke during our conversation. You asked if I was happy, as I was when it first transpired that Matthew Sylvester was appointed as managing director. I told you that I was not. You asked me if I felt more or less demoralised than at that time. I told you more. There's complaints about service from Brad when you were after you'd been on there. Just bear with me a second. Oh, sorry, the most recent one.
Sorry, are you in a meeting today? It's a big day for the desk and everyone's naturally expectant about the meeting and wanting it to go well. Bloomberg, Matt is in, but he appears very hungover, which doesn't exactly fill me with confidence. So I was just wondering if the prep work for this meeting is solid or we are actually ready to get the ball work rolling.
Can you not function? When you've been in.
Hi, George. I appreciate you're busy at the moment, but just wanted to drop you a quick line to email you an update with regards to morale on the desk. Upon my return to work this week and after being away Thursday and Friday,
I've got lots of other people asking me when you're leaving.
Okay.
All right?
I'm not leaving, mate.
No, but they're asking me when you are actually leaving.
Yep.
Because of the same thing.
I mean, so
it's your say, my say.
It's okay, not. So the bottom line is, you act on behalf of Sunny. You can make a vote for me.
Look, it's just ridiculous that it comes down to Adam to decide mine or your career.
It came down to Ranveer and Sunny, and Matt and Sunny, and Matt and Ranveer for 10 years, mate. Yeah.
This is about you again, isn't it, George?
I'm defending my position, yeah, because I believe
I can do what you're
saying.
I don't think it's fair.
Okay, so fine, defend your
position. My career.
Bottom line is, mate, I'm making a proposal for your position to be terminated.
No, just a couple of quick things.
Adam, I'd like to make your vote. No, Sonny, I'd like to finish the proposal, please. Adam, can you make your vote, please, mate?
Adam, I'd like you to listen.
I'll make my vote, but...
We've got to move forward. We can't go like this. You don't act with any independence, mate.
Something quickly to say.
Just act with basically Sonny's puppet.
Just... No. I'll make my vote
in a second. Sonny? We have different opinion. I think the best way of resolving this is to accept arbitration from an independent professional arbitrator and then be bound by his outcome. You both present.
Arbitrating on what, sir?
Well, essentially the match on the point, because that then resolves the outcome here.
Toss of a coin, but more.
Well, no,
match on the point, match on the point in respect of whether we should accept this offer that he's made now, or what sort of offer you mean. Settling what sort of offer the firm should accept.
There's essentially two positions. There's, you know...
No, I can hurt two positions.
Yeah, round thing, not round.
Yeah, that's what the
arbitrator is about. Arbitrator come in and pick. Or, and he's got to make the best of the opinion, not my chattel, but his chattel, and he may pick A or B, or come up with C. That's what arbitration does. And we just then have to accept it. You know, that resolves this without heat. We get to, you know, tell people what we think, and then a third party who is not convicted.
Would you...
I don't think you sacked me because I'm his puppet.
Yeah. Your performance, mate. There's lots of complaints about you, and also about the fact that
you
don't
sack
make
me.
I'm not walking in saying sack. I'm proposing to the board that you haven't done a good enough job. There's been lots of complaints about your performance, and that effectively you, and this is my own view, I think that's enough in its own right, but effectively you don't make any independent decisions because you let Sonny direct
you
what you
know,
do.
You know, George, because you're only here half the time.
Okay, mate, yeah.
10 days out.
This is getting me.
I don't see why you have to...
Guys, so my suggestion to the arbitration, that would resolve all of this. I don't know the outcome of the arbitration. It will be somewhere we don't find acceptable.
Yeah, but you're that
party.
Why should the majority of the company agree to arbitration in your favour when they are the majority of the company? Okay, if Matt pays back his debt, the majority of the company is not SHL.
That's my suggestion. If people don't like it, they don't like it.
Okay,
Sonny,
would you accept arbitration if you already have control of the board?
We don't need arbitration at that point.
Exactly. You're offering something to us that we don't need to listen to, and the reason we're listening is out of respect.
Well, no, but with respect, I think...
If his vote's in need, you go and vote.
I think we might as well just go with the vote. So my proposal is that...
Michael, I believe, is incorrect, and I'm sure he'll disagree with me, and I'm not able...
I don't believe the situation is tenable because of Matthew's performance and because of the way he acts in front of Sonny.
You would like to propose that Matthew is what? What are you proposing?
That he is... I don't know what the word is.
Shot. I don't know. What is your proposal?
Terminated as interim managing director. He hasn't signed his contract anyway, but he receives his notice. I believe it's potentially gross misconduct. Hang on a second. But I think we should look into... Jesus Christ, mate, let me finish. You're asking a question. So I'd like to propose that his contract is terminated because I believe his performance has been inadequate, as evidenced by a number of statements, if you like, or feedback. I also think that we're at risk of losing some real key staff that are central to the business. He's the managing director. Ultimately, the buck stops at his door. I believe that we can do a better job by having a team that isn't influenced by one shareholder, right? So I'd like to propose that he is, his position is terminated, and, you know, love to be able to work with him in the future and offer him a job and so on, but not while you're dictating to him, Sonny. Yeah?
So you'd like to propose his directorship is removed?
No, I'd like to propose that his job as managing director is terminated. So he'll stay as a director.
And do you have any suggestions of an alternative?
Yes, I'd like to propose Aubrey Haywood to join the company as managing director, and I'd like to propose for Adam Connolly to join the company as marketing director. I'd like to stay on in a consultancy role myself, and that's it.
Okay. So, quite a lot of proposals there. Those around this table haven't had a chance to consider any of these things. If all around this table were happy take these resolutions and vote on them. I don't imagine all around this table will be being those to go vote. So, Matt, you weren't aware of any of this coming, you haven't considered any of it, because these other people that you may know and vote on these right now, because you don't have a chance.
So you abstain, right, yes.
No, I'm just asking, so would you want to vote on them? Right. So therefore, are you bringing these resolutions to a vote?
No.
Right, so
sorry, I'm bringing them to, excuse me, can you just said this comment, haven't you, Michael, in terms of you've never seen it before, where one director proposes a resolution, yes, and the board decides that it won't acknowledge or accept the resolution?
But Matt's the chairman. And
you can't just keep coming up with chairman and this and that, mate. At the end of the day, there's three people on the board, and we make a vote, and the vote is for Matthew to go with the hope that, yes, he can be employed in the future, but I cannot work with Matt while he's being dictated to by you, Sonny. I just can't, mate. It's not fair on Matt. You know, he can't make any of his own. He'll sit in the room with me. Yeah, no, yeah, no.
Guys, yeah, instead of you fighting, so you clearly have some votes you want to make. Make the votes. You guys go away, challenge the votes or whatever happens, and, you know, in a minute it's done.
Well, I've made my proposal,
Matt,
so. How do you vote, Matt?
Are you going to allow me to vote?
I don't recognise that you have the option to allow.
Resolution without me seeing
Adam, how do you vote? I've just made the resolution.
You have to give me prior notice rather than, hey, I'm going to sack you on this resolution. You can't do that.
I'm making a proposal at the board meeting that I believe that you have failed in your performance and that you are not acting independently as a director in your own right. I believe I do, and I believe I'm asking the board to believe in me and in my value.
Legal counsel with me.
You're more than welcome to get legal counsel and challenge it after the event. Adam, I'm asking you how you vote.
No, the chairman is not accepting.
Okay, you're not accepting. I'm not saying, I don't recognise him not accepting it. Okay, I believe I'm making, I mean, we've got a legal counsel right here, mate. Michael, can you?
The meeting's closed. I don't accept it.
You can't just close the meeting.
He's the chairman.
I will continue the meeting in their absence. I believe that they have failed in their fiduciary duty to complete the meeting. See ya.
You need to vacate the premises now.
Okay. No, it's all right, mate. We're going to just finish the meeting, if that's all right.
The meeting's closed.
No, it's not. So,
George,
I'd like to make a vote,
George,
Adam, that
okay.
Sorry, that Matthew's position as managing director is terminated. How do you vote?
I agree.
I'd like to promote the idea that Aubrey is appointed. How do you vote?
I agree.
I'd like to appoint the position. I'd like to appoint. How am I not allowed? Okay, that's fine. How? I'd like to vote to appoint Adam Connolly as marketing director. How do you vote?
I agree.
Have you done the office one?
And we've confirmed that the office we'd like to move.
I agree.
Here, that's a vote. You agree?
Yeah. Agree.
Thank you.
As far as the company's concerned.
Hang on. I note that also, I believe Matthew's actions, correct me if I'm wrong here, Michael, are a complete breach of his fiduciary duty to act independently and in the interest of this business. He's being dictated to by Sonny, and therefore I believe that he should be removed as a director. And accordingly, mate, last one, and accordingly I make a vote for us to accept Matthew Chung's settlement.
Yeah.
They will challenge that on the basis of the chairman, which you can just reset the whole thing again, and the agenda is possible on Monday.
You'll tell me what to do. Yes, Michael. But it's just a farce, isn't it?